Chairman, it is 7:30.
Okay, start. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman? Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio? Roy's here.
Here.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo? I could hear you already.
Here. Sorry.
No, it's fine. You're on. Mr. Mitterondo, Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Please join me with a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Cornelius, do we have any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are two changes to tonight's agenda. Carlos Arroyo is being adjourned until April 13th, 2023. He must notice. And 100 Lakeview Rear is being adjourned until April 27th with no further notice by the applicant. Those are all the changes I have.
Thank you, sir. Let's proceed to item number 523-ZB-01V, Michael Perella.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Mr. Perella, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Your name and address, please.
Michael Perella, 23 Brett Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I'm here because I had received a violation notice for, I didn't get a permit for repairing and replacing an existing fence that has been up for 33 years in the same spot. It was put up and my shed moved by the contractors that built my garage that I had to get a variance for around the same time. They moved the existing shed and then built the garage, put up the fence, and we had a stockade fence put up because I was being robbed. I had a motorcycle stolen. I had a snapper rider lawnmower stolen. And the police told me the only way I could possibly prevent that or stop that was to put up a stockade fence, which I did do. Over the last few years, the fence started rotting and falling apart. The posts were breaking in the ground, and it took me a year to get somebody to come out and replace it. I asked the contractor that did that if I needed a permit, and he said that to replace an existing fence or repair it in the same footprint as the other, he didn't think I needed a permit. My neighbor, Paul Carlton, who I always went to when I had a problem with something, passed away, so I had no one to talk to. But I took him at his word that I didn't need a permit because it was an existing fence for in the same spot for 33 years. So I'm not sure what's going on. I went when a gentleman, Ben, came to talk to me. He said that all I had to do was send a check in for $45 for the permit and that would take care of it. And then for 3 months, I never heard anything. And then all of a sudden I got a notice that the fence was in violation and I couldn't understand why. I've had multiple inspectors here from the township for the garage, for the roof. When I had the roof repaired, somebody had to come here and check that. When I had the driveway done originally, they were here to do that. A few years ago, the inspectors were all over the place when they had the solar panels put on the roof. Everybody saw the fence. I just don't understand what the problem is or how come all of a sudden now it's a problem.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to ask Mr. Hinterstein to voice his opinion.
Mr. Chairman, if I may,
basically, you know, I'm not discounting what Mr. Perella said. What he's saying he may have thought was accurate, but the problem was, is it's not like 33 years ago, zoning existed, permitting process existed. So the fact that he didn't get permits for the shed and for the fence or variances is really not, you know, the township's fault. It's not the contractor's fault. He may have gotten bad advice, but ultimately the responsibility falls on the homeowner to get the appropriate permits and look into what is necessary when somebody's doing something. Unfortunately, he took the advice of a contractor that probably gave him bad advice. Regardless of offenses existing or not, it requires a zoning permit. If he would have applied for that zoning permit, he would have been told immediately that the fence that he was installing was in a location that it's not allowed to be without a variance. The same goes true at that time about the shed. He brought up some other things about other permits. Again, when you come in for solar panels, you submit a survey. If stuff isn't shown out in the survey, if it says existing, they're coming in for solar panels. They're not looking at your fence. The inspector's job isn't to look at the existing conditions. It's to do an inspection for whatever you put in a building permit for. So unfortunately, if everybody did something without a permit and then came to us and asked us for forgiveness, then fences, additions, everything would just be done wherever people wanted it, say they didn't know. And then unfortunately, we would have a mess on our hands. So although I feel for Mr. Perella, you know, it's pretty clear that, again, a zoning permit's needed for a fence, a zoning permit's needed for a shed, and then we would have been able to guide them, you know, to come in here after the fact, say, I didn't know, it's been here for 30 years or 20 years or 15 years, the fence was just replaced. If he would have got a permit when it was getting replaced, regardless of where it was 33 years ago, he would have been told that this fence can't be in that location. That being said, we're willing to give Mr. Perella a pretty good variance. The problem is, not only is he need a variance for the location of the fence because it's well exceeds the front yard setback requirement for 6-foot solid fences. The problem is the fence is actually located in the township right of way, which we don't allow. So the fence is on township right of way property. You know, at a bare minimum, what I'm asking is that that fence has to be relocated so that it's on his property. I'm willing to, and I personally think it should be at least 5 feet off the property line. But again, if the board feels that the shed could remain in the location, I believe the shed is close to the right-of-way line. He may be able to sneak the fence in or move the shed just slightly and be able to accommodate the fence out of the right-of-way. Again, I feel for Mr. Perella. He got bad advice. But again, that's not an excuse to give a variance. It's a self-created hardship because he didn't go through the proper channels and looking into what was necessary to replace the fence and put up the shed. So that being said, you know, the fact that you did this and did not know that you needed permits isn't a reasoning for the shed and the fence to be in the location that they're in. You need to show this board that there's some kind of hardship, why you couldn't put that shed in another location in your property that conforms is what you need to show. So to me, that shed could easily have been put in the other corner of the property where it wouldn't be in the front yard. You know, the fence, again, it's a corner property. I think a hardship exists for the fence. You would need to encroach probably into the front yard setback at some point. To make the yard a little bit more usable, whether or not you need it to be right up against the property line. We very rarely, as you know, Mr. Chairman, give those variances. We usually require that the homeowner locate the fence at usually a minimum of 10 to 15 feet off the property line on a corner property. So that being said, I think the fence is going to have to get relocated because it's in the right of way anyway. It's up to the board's determination, I think, to figure out what the appropriate location is. Again, The other issue is the fence is also in the site triangle, which again is another safety issue. The site triangle is the 90 foot by 90 foot triangle created from the center line of the intersecting roadways at this property. So in order to do that, that corner needs to be cut. So if the fence was moved back 5 feet off the property line, that would probably eliminate the site triangle encroachment, but that would have to, you know, somebody would have to check that. And then in order to do that, again, the shed would probably have to also be moved.
Okay. Thank you, Henry.
The shed was moved by a contractor with a piece of equipment. I don't have that equipment. I'm a 74-year-old decorated Vietnam veteran. And my wife and I are both on Social Security, and we live by month to month. I don't know how I would be able to move the shed. The other corner that he was talking about is my driveway that we have the family RV parked at. It took me a year to get somebody to come and replace the fence. I don't know what it's going to take to get somebody to move the fence or even be able to move the shed. Because I'm not able to do. I'm not physically able to do that anymore.
Mr. Perella, is there any way you could still contact the contractor?
He was after he put the fence up, he was supposed to come back and fix a couple of things. And I've been after him for a year to do that with no result.
I see a lot of the negligence is on his behalf, where he moved the shed where it wasn't supposed to be and what he did with the fencing as well.
Well, that was the contractor that built the garage. That was 33 years ago. The shed was on the right side of the, if you're facing the front of the house, the shed was on the right side of the property, and I kept getting break-ins, and we moved the shed.
When did you have the stockade fence installed?
33 years ago, when they did the garage, installed the garage, the contractor that did the driveway also did the fence.
It's unfortunate, but we see these cases a lot, and we just, unfortunately, we have guidelines that we need to abide by. That's our job as a zoning board like I said, abide by these rules unless there's a severe hardship. And unfortunately, ignorance is not a severe hardship, whether it be by the contractor or by anyone else. Anyone else on the board have any questions? Are you willing to hear what Henry has to say about moving the fence?
Me? Are you talking to me, sir?
Yes, I am, sir.
I listened to what he said, but again, I don't know how I'm going to be able to move the shed or the fence, and I'd have to hire a contractor to do that. And we're living on Social Security right now. My wife and I, we're both retired. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do that.
Well, we'll give you some time. We're not going to tell you to go out there and do it tomorrow. We could work with you like that. But it's clear that some changes need to be made. That being said, anyone else on the board have any questions or comments about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Buckley. Let's close the public portion. Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I'm willing to work with Mr. Perella, but, you know, the fence can't stay in the right of way. Again, I understand his plight, but the fact of the matter is, again, this was sort of a self-created hardship. One phone call and none of this would have been an issue. So I understand he's going to have to now take down a section of fence and reinstall it. But again, that's a self-created sort of hardship that was created. At a bare minimum, I think the board should require the fence to be located outside the property line and outside of the site triangle. If the shed is located outside of the right-of-way and the board wants to allow for the shed to be located in the front yard where it's been for the last 30-something years, according to him, I don't have a huge issue with that.
Okay.
I agree. But I think at a minimum, and I think in the spirit of cooperation, You know, at a bare minimum, the fence has got to be located out of the site triangle, and it's got to be located outside the right of way so that it's at least on his property. If that means he's got to tweak the shed 6 inches or something like that, then he may have to do that. I'm not exactly sure. He had stated that the shed was 8 feet. I'm sorry, the shed was 10 feet off. So he may have to, you know, fence up to the corner of the shed. He may not be able to squeeze the fence in, you know, along the side of the shed, but, you know, he's going to have to figure that one out.
All right. Before we take a vote, Mr. Perella, would you be willing to do that? If we let the shed stay where it is and we just address the most egregious violations, which is the moving of the fence and the easement of the right of way, sorry.
Yes, well, like I told the gentleman, Ben, in the beginning, you know, tell me what I have to do and I'll try and do it. And, you know, I don't know how fast I can get it done, but.
Mr. Keneally, what would be the most time we could give the individual based on the fact that.
It's up to the board to decide on that. There's no legal requirement that it be done within a certain period of time. So whatever the board finds is reasonable. And if the applicant has trouble getting it done within that period of time, he can always ask the board to extend that.
Okay, Mr. Perella, what if we were to give you what if we were to give you a year?
That'd be more than enough.
Okay, all right. Well, that being said, I'll make a motion to approve the application, leave the shed where it currently is, and Mr. Perella, with the help of Henry or anyone else that can give him the proper advice, would get the fence moved, and what was the other thing Henry mentioned?
Outside the right of way and outside the triangle.
Correct.
Okay. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thank you, Calvin.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Perella, your application has been granted with some modifications. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on to item number 7. Item number 7. 23-ZB-13V, Deborah, my glasses are bad, sorry. Duraco?
Oh. Is it Doroteo?
Is that it?
You need
I thought
to
it was
unmute.
A C. Sorry.
Deborah, you need to unmute. You're muted.
Okay.
Perfect. Kim, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Oh.
You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Excuse me?
You swear that the testimony yes. you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Deborah Doroteo, 164 Montgomery Street, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Well, I'm applying for a variance permit so we can put up a fence.
And you understand that that fence is going to be located in a township easement?
I do.
And that's if the township ever needs access to that easement, you're responsible for removing that fence and replacing it?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, it looks like the rest of the variances are existing.
Yeah, I agree. Henry, you have no more comments on this, correct?
No comments.
No problem at all. Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions to this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
What would be the circumstance, under which circumstance would it be for the township to remove the fence? Like what would be the scenario for the fence to be removed? Like give me an example.
It would be very unusual for access to the easement to be necessary if there are buried pipes that need maintenance or that break. They may need to dig up the earth in the easement. It doesn't happen often. But if it does happen, you would be responsible.
Okay. Okay. So you think at this point, the pipes are still fine?
Yes.
Okay.
This scenario is unlikely, but we have to cover our butts, so to speak.
Okay.
All right. That being said, I make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Doroteo, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good night.
Okay, good night.
Let's move on to item number 8, 23-ZB-15V, Sadaf Ayub Khalid.
Is Mr. Khalid present?
Yes, present.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
We have your name and address, please.
Sadaf Ayub Khalid, 9 Wembley Place, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Ms. Kelly, could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We're applying for a variance for an above ground pool. Last fall, we applied for a variance for a side fence. So right now the backyard is fully fenced. The reason is having two frontages because of Mettler's Lane at the back. So our backyard was considered a front yard. Right now it's fully fenced and we wanted to place an above ground pool, which is the required distance from all sides has been met. And
okay, we know what you want to do. Any questions, Henry?
Again, as stated, this is a unique situation. They have a front yard in both the rear and the front. So it creates a hardship due to the fact that the backyard faces Mettler's Lane. The pool is in a logical location in the rear of the property, and it's more of a technicality that it has two front yards and the location is considered a front yard. Otherwise, she complies with the other requirements for the pool, and all the other variants have been granted previously, so I don't see any issue.
Thank you, Mr. Interesting. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, we'll close the public portion. I'll make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Khalid, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that, and we'll mail that document to you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Let's close it up with item number 10, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of February 23rd, 2023.
First resolution is Louis Fortunato, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Hayduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Next is Santos Lopez, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Hayduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Next is Mike Krojanowski, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Hayduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Next is ZANR Assets, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Hayduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Your Dream LLC was a request for a pre-existing non-conforming use, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Hayduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Item number 11 is adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of February 23rd, 2023. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item 12, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Aye. Thank you for donating 14 minutes of your time this evening.
It was 25 minutes, longer than I thought. 25.
I got placement beating again.
Sorry for being so wordy.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Henry's fault. All right, have a good night, everyone. See you.
Good night, guys. Thanks, good night, everyone. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye. Bye, Roy.